Mission Network News, 1 minute version, Thursday, June the 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. Sri Lanka's parliament will hear a proposed anti-conversion bill in 2 weeks. If it goes through as expected, it will change how evangelistic missions are conducted in that country. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra believes passage will result in increased persecution, but he says the church is used to the pressure and has grown even while being scrutinized. Believers now make up 7% of the country's population. And as millions of people around the world mourn the passing of former President Ronald Reagan, Buckner Orphan Care is thanking God for using him to open doors for evangelism. Amy Norton says Reagan's policies paved the way for international adoptions. That in turn opened the door for Christian families to share the hope of the gospel with children from behind the Iron Curtain. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Nearly 200 short-term mission trips can be found at our short-term missions website, stmdb.org. That's stmdb.org. I'm Greg Yoder.